by dry brush.
The United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Oh,
weekdays from 9 to noon. The show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And quit calling me Shirley.
You don't look like Tracy.
No,
she's
I don't.
Prettier than you.
Is that right? I don't know about that. My wife may have something to say about
What's on that head of yours?
What? It's a Browns cap.
It's a Browns cap. Oh, okay.
You better believe it.
Uh-huh.
I, all week long, especially,
all right.
especially when we win. I wear it anyway. You know, people say, oh, you're proudly wearing it. I said, you always see me wearing my Browns no matter what, win, lose, or draw.
Okay.
We have a team this year.
Having a team is good.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's...
It's not a Charlie Brown team this time. Lucy's not pulling that football away.
How's attendance at the Browns games?
Very good that I understand. I don't think you can get any more season tickets. I think they're gone.
That's good.
Well, see, they always do that. Yeah, they seem like they always, you know, get a team to get that far, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, you bought these season tickets, and they're 2-20, you know. Some games they lose twice. But,
you just watch this. You know, the Browns have had a tough way to go, and I'm glad to see them coming up a little bit and doing some good. You know, I've never been a big pro football fan, because every time I pay for my razor blades, I pay for somebody making, you know, a couple million dollars on chasing a ball down on the field, and I have a little bit of a problem with that. But
I'll use your men's body wash.
That's right.
Official of the NFL.
I'll tell you, I got up this morning and looked outside and wondered where I was.
Because the sun was out.
The sun was out at 62. It's gorgeous. It's dry and no humidity. And wow.
I need 2 more weeks of that.
Yeah, you know, and I think we're going to get it just looking forward. You know, I don't see there's some iffy weather coming in, I think.
Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. But even then, it goes to clear and.
Wednesday goes back to 68.
Yeah, and cool.
I'm hoping because I have a private party on next Saturday.
Uh-oh.
And I'm hoping hoping and a praying is really nice because I want to keep that date. Yes, sir. So
there's some more I was listening to the radio today. They've got more stuff up at the NFL today. Who else have they said is not playing?
Well, Peterson from the Peterson out of the Cardinals.
Okay.
Arizona Cardinals. He evidently hit his wife and then threw a shoe at his 18-month-old son.
Threw a shoe? Why would he throw a shoe at an 18-month-old?
Listen. I don't have the faintest idea. me and the baby going to be cool. In fact, I'm going to take the baby with me. Okay? I love kids. You see how crazy your mama acting? Let's go. No, but I wouldn't do that. You know, I can't see this. Now, I don't blame the people for clamping down on this, but how many per squad play football a year?
Oh,
is there about 200 people on a squad?
That's about it,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And right now you have about four or five offenders. They're making it seem as though that the NFL is just run roughshod with these people.
Well, you know, I have a theory. I have a theory about what's going on. I haven't been on the show for 2 weeks, so when a lot of this stuff was happening, and I've been listening to you guys in the morning as I was going about trying to make some money, which I've not been too successful at, but that's another story. But you look at what's going on, and you know what I see? I see liberal political hacks attempting to go after a game that they view as politically incorrect. because it involves men, it involves a little bit of violence,
right?
And it does not fit their view of, oh, we need to have a touchy-feely America before I go play soccer. And that's what they want. Because, and I bring it up because, you know, there have been a couple of local football teams that have not been able to field a team this year. And one of them, you know, a full team, one of them is one of the large suburban schools in this area. They have not been able to do a JV team, and they've not been able to get their fully manned varsity football squad. And, you know, and that's, I just think that's, you know, political correctness going amok, because we just don't want to do that because it's so violent. They hit each other. They tackle each other.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Which, listen, I quit football after fracturing my ankle, right?
Yeah.
He didn't play for anybody college-wise that I remember, but there was this guy that was about a year younger than me, maybe two, but they put me, because I was older, as a nose tackle.
Okay.
Okay? So now I got to tackle this guy. Now, to my credit, I tackled him.
Yeah.
But I paid a huge price for that. Okay?
But you got him, didn't you?
Oh,
well, hey,
yeah,
what else do you want?
That was my last tackle.
But it was a good one, and you remember it till the day you died.
I haven't tackled anybody since. Not even in a two-hand tag game or nothing, or not even playing around with my wife or anything. I haven't tackled anything. You don't tackle me. No, I'm not tackling anything ever again in life. This guy ran right over me. I had him, though. He dragged me for about 5 yards, right?
Yeah.
But I had his ankle, and I just felt my ankle just had cracked together.
Oh,
and,
ow.
And I said, oh, my God. I'm done with this. I'm not going to do this ever again. I was a little skinny guy, but I was strong, you know.
I don't know. I can't feature you as a little skinny guy, but that neither could I used to be a skinny guy,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah, man. I was skinny as a
rare. I used to be 150 pounds when I went to college. I went to the Air Force,
148. And they put they immediately brought me up to 170.
Yeah.
Okay? And, I mean, that was the best time of my life, I'm telling you. That was in good shape.
So if you look at football as a whole, it represents everything that the people on the left can't stand. It's violent. It involves men. It involves lots of money, with a lot of people making a lot of money, not so much the players but the owners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is sexist, and it's somewhat homophobic. It's the perfect target for left-wing liberalism.
That's where we're at. And once again, even though they're destroying who they say they're the champions for, which is black men.
Yeah.
They said that, you know, that you can't make it without us. We have to help you.
It's not fair
in this America. It's just not fair.
Liberals are, you know, these people are paternalistic. Let's start with that. You know, they want to control everything that everybody does. But you have to understand where racial issues are on the liberal pecking order.
Mm-hmm.
And the racial issues have been gradually going down the list.
Oh, they're way down the list when something else.
Every now and then a Ferguson comes up, an unfortunate circumstance, they go running around screaming how horrible it is, make the headlines for 3 weeks, walk away, you never hear the result of it. You know, and it's a crock. I mean, these, look at how they're treating football, and if you think they're treating the country any different than that, you're wrong. And, you know, I've always been frustrated that Americans don't seem to get it. Maybe now they can start to get it, who these people are.
How do you think this one? This started 2 weeks after Michael Sam was cut.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you.
You know, and you know, these guys, you know, the owners are running businesses, and I know they're all multimillionaires and billionaires and all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, look at the jobs it generates. Look at the revenue that it generates. Look at the people that it employs. And I'm not talking about the, you know, the football players. I'm talking about the people who work the stadiums, the people
right.
who sell the tickets,
right.
the people who make the T-shirts, the people who make the Nike, the shoes, you know, the television people. It is a mammoth, mammoth industry generating billions upon billions upon billions of dollars a year in economic activity. They're tackling them just a little too hard. Now, why don't we do soccer over there? That way we can run around the field and not actually have to do anything.
You're
there's,
right.
There's two games I don't like to watch, golf and soccer.
Well,
and baseball's a third. I mean, going down that,
well,
I just...
Soccer hits the top of my list, first of all. I do not want to watch any soccer. You can get me to watch baseball now. I actually listen to baseball games on my car now. I said, man, I must be old.
But you know what? Now, baseball's a game you can listen to on the radio, and it's doable. But to watch it on television.
Yeah, it's not much to it.
There's not much to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good radio sport. And I can understand why it grew up the way it did in the age of radio, because it's a good game to listen to on the radio. Look at a lot of chatter and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we missed our calling, Jeff. We should have been doing sports broadcasting.
Well, that's where we're going to start.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to be the craziest sports broadcasters, period. I've been watching them on ESPN, though.
Yeah.
And there's been some interesting talk on there. And so I'm wondering, Goodell blew this whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, how he handled it. You're gonna make the man go twice. Who was the first one? Is that Peterson?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Well,
no, Rice was first.
Yeah, Ray Rice. Peterson's gonna get all of his money, $11.75 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I figured he would. And I think that Rice will get
all of
his.
Oh, Rice is going to, yeah. You
get all of his as well.
Yeah, you can't retroactive change what you did.
No,
I mean,
no.
If you wanted to do that, do it in the first place. I mean, I don't care whether he did saw the video or not. I suspect he did, because I remember when it happened, there were other people that said they saw the video in the elevator.
Right.
And it isn't what it seems, which is what I've said. Somebody spits on me. I don't care who she is. But that's another story.
I'm trying to tell you.
You know, and I got a lot of people coming at me because I feel that way, but I don't care. They want equal rights. Hey, this is what comes with it. I get tired of men getting abused. There's a lot of abused men. I had a client call. I had a client call me up yesterday. His wife hit him with a bottle. His wife kicked him. His wife hit him. She was drunk on her rear end.
No.
Then he threw her out physically. Oh, he touched me. Well, you know what, honey? Put down the vodka and don't hit people.
Don't hit people, blah, blah, blah.
You know, and that's not a sexist thing. Men shouldn't be hitting women. But let me tell you, women shouldn't be hitting men either. And if you watch TV, it's on over and over and over over again. I like Reba. It's one of my favorite shows. But every time she slaps somebody in the face or back of the head, I cringe. And there's a lot of that on that show.
I heard that.
I watched Big Bang Theory, and there's one of the things, one of the storylines was Sheldon's video game stuff was stolen by some guy in San Diego, and the girl across the hall goes down there to get it back. The guy opens up the door. She kicks him in the groin. She says, "That's how we do things in Nebraska." Really?
The number here is 1-347-945-5229. It is Morning with Tracy and Friends here live on WSOM 600 AM. It is just Mark and I in the room, and guess what? Between us, we will answer all the questions of the universe and every secret that you've ever wanted to know. Call in now, 330-781-9600, and we will enlighten you. I don't have any of that music with the... Is that a sitar playing in the background? But
we got to play some bagpipe stuff.
Okay, let's play some bagpipe. That's right, because
Scotland
is trying to get free.
Yeah,
that Scotland wants to get loose, and of course I know what Americans are saying. So what? We know it doesn't affect us. But
it really does.
And Mark is going to enlighten us on that, too, when we get back. But it's early. We have time to discuss everything that we're going to discuss. But I want you to know that whenever you see stuff going on a certain way, it doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't affect you.
Yeah.
And guess what? Iraq is going to affect you too.
Yeah.
And guess what? 3,000 of our troops going over to fight Ebola that you can't cure, supposedly, is going to affect us too.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Not yet. You got to ask it on the other side of the break because we're
okay.
going to pay some bills.
All right.
Okay, Mornings with Tracy and Friends. We will be right back. Everybody, call somebody to call somebody. Tune in. We'll be right back.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Concerned about your health? Confused about the amount of prescription drugs you are taking? Wondering which vitamins to take? Call Dr. Matt Mason, board-certified wellness physician as well as a chiropractor at Mason Wellness Center. Dr. Mason combines nutritional therapy, functional medicine, and chiropractic services to keep people healthy and get those of you that are ill feeling better faster. Mason Wellness Center is located on Layer Road in Warren, Ohio. To make an appointment or to receive additional info, call our office at 330-219-6450.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Fit Family. Unique. Individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Venus, Secrets of Grace, producers of skin and hair care products suitable for all ages, made from organic olive oil and aloe vera herbs, vitamins, and essential oils. Go to venussecrets.us.
I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever from the number one name in acne care. If your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-260-3007. 1-800-260-3007. That number again is 1-800-260-3007.
Listen to News Talk 600 Saturdays at noon for On Earth as It Is in Heaven and Father Andrew, pastor of St. Michael's Orthodox Church. Saturdays at noon on News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
And we're back once again, Morning with Tracy and Friends. And we're going to have a guest coming on in just a little bit of while that's going to enlighten us on a little bit of what's going on in the Middle East and all of this differences between the ISA and the ISIL and all of those types of things. You know, one thing that we do here is we try to get information out to you so you can make your mind up. You know, you have all this subterfuge going on now about whether how we're going to deal with the crisis over in Iraq. And what you got going on in Iraq is that you had a president wanting to play politics instead of stabilizing the area. And now that you left that area, you create this vacuum. Well, it drew in all kinds of junk, and it drew in this pro-Islamic radical group called ISA or ISIL, whatever they call themselves. It doesn't matter. They're killing people wholesale. They're being very brutal in how they kill people, and it doesn't matter. But we have a caller here on WSLM 600 AM on your radio dial. Local caller, you're in the air. Local caller, you're in the air.
I don't think the local
It's me, Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, Eric.
Hey, I saw the other line and it wasn't working.
What?
Yeah.
It should be.
It's saying your show schedule is starting like 23 hours.
Oh, wow. Is that right? Okay, well, look,
yeah.
we're gonna do something here, and it didn't tell me that when I set the show up, so maybe she only set it for a number of time. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back while I go ahead and redo this show. And we're going to play some messages right now.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Do you find yourself constantly tired, or do you feel like your immune system is weak? Consider Super Immune Forte C1000 with bioflavonoids and Super D3. These drugless prescriptions could be a perfect antidote to help you overcome these problems. Contact Mason Wellness Center at 330-219-6250 or visit our website at masonwellness.com.
Talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley.
If you're looking for a doctor to help you with